After escaping the Doubting Castle, the pilgrims are careful to stay where they should. They reach a pasture of shepherds watching over their sheep. They enjoy the pastoral view as the sheep mill around their owners. The shepherds show them the king's city in the distance. They can see the brilliance of the celestial city through the clouds. With a renewed focus, they continue on towards the bright and shimmering city. Suddenly, they see someone running to join them and meets their stride down the path.
Well, hello there, fellas.
Hello. What is your name?
What is yours, and where are you going?
Hold on. I asked your name first.
My name is Ignorance, and I'm going to the Celestial City. Where are you headed?
This is Christian, and I am Hopeful. We are so glad to meet you. We are headed to the Celestial City also. Did you go by the way of the cross?
No, I don't have time to go all the way back to the cross.
It is at the Wicket Gate, and is not that far away. You must go by way of the cross to enter into the Celestial City.
Don't try to tell me. I have my own plan. I decided I needed to do something before it was too late. I was listening to some good gospel music, and I said, "Self, you need to serve the king." So I started on my way.
Yeah. Well, you need to go back to the cross, or you will be greatly disappointed. I'm telling you. You cannot find an easier way.
Oh, pretty judgmental, aren't you? I can figure this out myself, know-it-alls.
You also need to present your roll at the Pearly Gates. Do you have a roll given to you by the Shining Ones?
I have eaten many rolls in my life, but I've never received one from an angel. You two have big imaginations.
Well, oh dear, I'm afraid you're going to be greatly disappointed.
Oh, please, just leave me be. I know there are more ways than one way to get into the Celestial City. I do try to obey the king. Just go on without me, since you two think you are better than me.